Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Once again, as we come to look into God's Word, I want to remind my own heart and I want to remind your hearts that when we come to the study of God's Word, there is one and only one indispensable principle.
当我们来到神的话语面前的时候，只有一条必不可少的原则。
You have in your heart a Bible teacher.
那在你的心里已经有一位教导圣经的老师。
The indispensable principle is total reliance on the Holy Spirit.
那这个不可少的原则就是全然的依靠圣灵。
As we prepare to look in the Word, I want to share a verse from Psalm 119.
当我们开始要一同来看神的话之前，我想跟弟兄姐妹们分享一节经文，诗篇119篇130节。
Psalm 119, verse 30, the unfolding of your Word gives light.
你的话语一解开就发出亮光。
The Bible is sort of like the unfolding of a flower.
圣经好像一个要展开的一个花朵。
As it unfolds, it becomes more beautiful, more glorious, more fragrant.
当它定放的时候，它就越浓美、越荣耀、越带有香气。
When you study the Bible under the guidance of the Holy Spirit always puts Christ in the light.
当我们靠着圣灵来读神的话语的时候，圣灵总是光照我们，叫我们能够看见基督。
For some, that light is different than for others.
对一些人来讲，他所得的亮光也许和别人不同。
Each one of us must walk in the light as he is in the light.
那我们每一个人都应当行在光中，如同主在光中行。
And the unfolding of his word gives light.
那神的话语解开就发出亮光。
Let's pray together, please.
让我们一同祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the indwelling Holy Spirit.
我们在天上的父，为那立住的圣灵，我们感谢你。
We thank you that it is His pleasure to always point our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你，因为圣灵喜悦将基督指给我们看。
And we wait upon you now and ask you to do it again.
我们现在一同来等候你，恳求你再一次的行这样的事。
I pray that you would protect your children from anything I might say that is flesh and blood.
愿你保护你自己的百姓，能够脱离我话语当中带有血气的成分。
You promised every word that goes forth out of your mouth would not return void.
你应许我们说，你口中所发的一切的言语必不徒然返回。
Speak to our hearts, we pray in Jesus' name.
求你对我们的心说话，我们靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen.
Let me review just a little bit, and then we'll get into our new material.
那我稍微的复习一下，然后我们再讲今天所要讲的东西。
In our first session, we began to see ourselves as God sees us in Christ Jesus.
我们在第一堂的时候讲到了，我们能够从神的眼光看我们，因为看我们如同是在基督里面的人。
2 Corinthians 3:18, let me read that again, please.
在哥林多后书的三章十八节，让我再念一次。
But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
We begin with the mirror image as we see ourselves by faith as God sees us.
我们凭着信心在开始的时候从镜子里面的反射看见主的形状。
And as I shared in the first message, there's a process that takes us from what we see by faith to the reality when we finally arrive at all we see by faith.
那如同我第一堂所讲的，我们一开始所看见的形象是在信心里面所看见的，直到末了的时候，我们要成为那形象真实的状况。但从开始到结束都是出于信心。
As I suggested, and let me share these verses, that will not happen fully in this life.
当然我也说明了，当我在解释这些经文的时候说到，我们当然在我们一生的时候是没有办法完全的做到。
First John chapter 3 and verse 2
约翰一书的三章第二节。
Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet appeared what we will be. We know that when He appears, we will be like Him, for we shall see Him just as He is.
他说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
And in our 2 Corinthians passage chapter 5 verse 10,
那在哥林多后书第五章第十节。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensedfor his deeds in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
At the close of the first session, I tried to give a transition.
在我讲到第一堂的时候，在结束的时候，我是讲了一些过渡的。
I wanted to move from the mirror image, Christ in me, to the clay pot, Christ through me.
那我从一开始讲到的时候，是在基督在我里面，好像是那个镜子里面的形象所比方的。然后我要讲到我们是如同瓦器，有基督是借着我们住在我们里面。
The Christ in me wants to manifest himself through me, and he does that by the breaking of the pot.
在我们里面的基督要借着我们来彰显出来，他怎么样子来彰显呢？乃是借着这个瓦器能够破碎。
This afternoon, I would like us to look at the process as we move from the mirror image to the reality.
那今天下午的时候，我想讲一下我们怎么样从镜子里面所看到的形状能够成为我们真实的情况，这一个过程是怎么走的。
I'd like to use as a sort of a key verse 2 Corinthians 4, 16.
那我想我要用一节要节，这个要节就是哥林多后书的四章的十六节。
Therefore, we do not lose heart, Though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
这里说，所以我们不丧胆，外体或者外面的人虽然毁坏，内心或者说里面的人却一天新似一天。
In the process, there's an outer man and there's an inner man.
在这个变化的过程当中，有一个外面的人，有一个里面的人。
What takes place in the outer man, you can see with these eyes, the eyes of the flesh.
外面的人所发生的事，你是可以从这个眼睛，这个肉身的眼睛可以看到的。
What takes place in the inner man is behind the scenes, and it can only be seen with the eyes of the heart.
但是在里面的人所发生的事情，这是挡在后面的，唯有在心里面能够看见。
What I would like to do this afternoon is look at the outer man, the breaking of the clay pot.
今天下午我所要谈的是着重在这个外面的人怎么样子破碎，如同一个破碎的瓦器破碎一样。
I want to look at that in two ways. One, with a veiled face, and then with an unveiled face.
我要从两个角度来看这一件事，一个是从蒙着帕子的角度来看这件事，然后我们要从敞着脸的角度来看这件事。
If I come with a veiled face, in other words, if I'm not seeing things as God sees them,
那如果我是带着帕子来看这件事情，换句话说，不是从神怎么样来看这件事情来看的话，
What will the process look like in the outer man?
那么从这个角度来看，这一个外面的人他怎么他破碎的过程是怎么样子的。
If I come with a veiled face, the outer man will look like my life is a life of suffering.
如果我用这种蒙着帕子的脸来看的话，那么我看到我外面的人的时候，我感觉是一个长受苦难的生命。
My life will be trials and tribulations and hardships.
充满了试炼、试探、艰苦。
There are many Bible verses that seem to back this up.
那在圣经里面有很多处的经文，好像是讲到了这样子的光景。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 29.
那腓立比书的第一章的二十九节。
For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake.
因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并且要为他受苦。
The process looks like a life of suffering.
所以这个过程看起来是一个受苦的人生。
Romans chapter 8 verse 16 and 17.
罗马书的第八章十六到十七节。
The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God. If children, then heirs. Heirs also of God, fellow heirs with Christ.If indeed we suffer with him, that we might be glorified together.
圣灵与我们心同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
So you see how some might conclude it looks like a life of suffering.
所以你从这里可以看得出来，为什么有些人根据这件事就说我这样子的一个生命是受苦的生命。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 12，
提摩太后书的第三章的第十二节。
Indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
这里说, 不但如此, 凡立志在基督, 耶稣里敬虔度日的, 也都要受逼迫。
1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的第三章的二到三节。
We sent Timothy, our brother, and God's fellow worker in the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you as to your faith, so that no one would be disturbed by these afflictions. For you yourselves know we have been destined for this.
这里说打发我们的兄弟在基督耶稣福音上做神执事的提摩太前去兼顾你们，并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们，免得有人被诸般患难摇动，因为你们自己知道我们受患难原是命定的。
One more passage from 2 Corinthians Chapter 4, verses 8 to 12.
我们再看一段经文, 那是哥林多后书第四章的8到12节。
We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. We who live are constantly being delivered to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be manifest in our mortal flesh. So death works in us, but life in you.
这里说到我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不致失望，被遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的身也显明在我们身上，因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显明出来。 这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
In this passage, verse 10 is very key, very important.
在这里所这段经文里面的第十节，是非常关键、非常重要的一节。
Carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus.
身上常带着耶稣的死。
I'll return to that expression in another connection, but for now I want you to notice this.
我等一下还会再回到这一段经文，但是现在我希望你注意到这一件事。
We're carrying in the body the dying of Jesus, not the dying of self.
他在这里讲到我们身上是带着耶稣的死，而不是说带着你自己的死。The
dying to self is not the issue, even though many think it is.
那像即使在这里其实不是重点，虽然很多人觉得是。For
some Christians, the whole Christian experience is trying to die to self.
那对很多基督徒来讲，他在做基督徒的经历里面，好像全部就是在那里试着要叫自己死。That
was settled 2,000 years ago when Jesus died on the cross.
但其实这一件事情在2000年以前就已经解决了，当耶稣基督死在十字架上的时候。All
right, so that's what it looks like to these eyes, that my life will be a life of suffering, the breaking of the clay pot.
所以从这个眼睛来看的话，这样子的一生是受苦的一生，这样子的一生是一个瓦器破碎的一生。
If that's all that we see, we'll miss the glory of what it means to be conformed to Christ.
但是如果我们只看见这一点的话，那么我们就没有看见叫我们变化成为基督样式的那种荣耀。
Now, to get this before your heart, I need to do a little donkey work.
我要要让大家能够明白这件事的话，那么我可能要稍微耍点嘴皮子。
If we want to see the process, allow me to give a little background. I think it will help.
我们为了帮助大家了解这个过程的话，让我告诉大家一些背景，也许会有帮助。
I'm going to read again our text.Chapter 3, verse 18.
我们再读一下我们主要的经文，就是哥林多后书的三章十八节。
But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into that same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit.
这里讲到我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
By gazing upon our Lord Jesus with an unveiled face, we are being transformed into the image of the Lord.
若是我们专注在主的脸上，那么我们就被开启，得以看见我们自己被变化成为主的形象。
He's recovering for us the image of the Lord.
他要在我们身上恢复主的形象。
So I would like to go back, way back, back to the beginning.
所以我就想回到以后，回到起初。
Genesis chapter 1, way back. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27.
所以我们要一直要回到起初的时候，在创世纪的第一章的26到27节。
Then God said, Let us make man in our image.According to our likeness, let them rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, over the cattle, over the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. And God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
神说我们要照着我们的形象按着我们的样式造人使他们管理海里的鱼空中的鸟地上的牲畜和全地并地上所爬的一切昆虫神就照自己的形象造人乃是照着他的形象造男造女
When you read a passage like this don't read it la la la
当我们读这样子的经文的时候不要糊里糊涂的就读了就算
Man and man alone was created in the image of God
唯有人是按着神的形象造的
Angels were not created in God's image
天使不是按着神的形象造的
Animals were not created in God's image
动物不是按着神的形象造的
My problem with evolution is not the impossibility of an animal evolving to a man.
那我对进化论最大的问题并不是说一个从动物变成人是这样子的不可能。
My problem with evolution is the impossibility of something not created in God's image evolving into something created in God's image.
我对进化论最大的问题是一个不是按着神形象所造的是不可能能够进化成为一个按着神形象所造的
God created man in his image And that made him unique.
那神是按照他自己的形象造人，这样的人就是非常特殊的创造。
You're probably aware that much has been written about the image of God.
我想很多人都知道关于神的形象有许许多多的写作。
Some say it's the ability to reason.
有的人说这使得人有理性，能够推理。
Others say that man alone has the ability to express joy or sorrow.
那也有人说这里指的是唯有人能够表达欢乐，表达悲哀。
Some say it's the moral capacity to discern and choose between right and wrong.
有的人说这里指的是人的道德的本性，他可以选择善，可以选择恶。
Some say it's the fact that we have a conscience.
有的人说这指的是说明人有良心。
Some would suggest it's because we're the only part of God's creation that has the ability to laugh.
那甚至有人说，因为在神所创造的万物里面，只有我们有这个能力会笑。
Some tie it into the dominion and the lordship.
那有的人把神的形象与掌管万有这个主权相连。
But I want to show you exactly what is the image of God.
那我在这里要讲的是指的这个形象到底指的是什么。
The Bible is not silent on this. The Bible spells it out.
因为圣经并不是没有说明，圣经已经告诉我们。
I want to quote three verses from the New Testament.
那我要用新约里面的三段经文来解释。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 3 and 4.
哥林多后书第四章的三到四节。
Even if our gospel is veiled, it's veiled to those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
在这里说，如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上，此等不幸之人被这世界的神弄瞎了眼心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像。
Christ, who is the image of God.
因为基督就是神的形象。
Colossians 1:15
哥罗西书一章十五节。
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
他爱子，他是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
And then Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3.
希伯来书的第一章的第三节。
Speaking of Jesus, he is the radiance of his glory, the exact representation of his nature, and he upholds all things by the word of his power.
他这里讲到说，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。
I think it's beyond question what God means when he says the image of God.
所以在这里我们可以很清楚的看到，当神说神的形象的时候，他指的是什么。
The image of God is Christ.
因为神的形象就是基督。
And when God created man, he created man to reflect Christ.
所以当神创造人的时候，他是要在人的身上反映出基督。
That was the divine idea. That was God's intention.
这是神性里面的心意，这是神的目的。
This is man as God created man to be.
因为这一个就是神创造人的时候希望人所成为的样子。
Apart from all the other things that make man unique,
除了我们其他所讲的各式各样叫人是一个特殊的创造以外，
This is the heart of it. This is the core. This is the essence.
那这是核心，那这是中心，这是最根本的本质。
Man was created to radiate Christ, to put the image of God on display.
所以人被造是要能够发挥基督的荣光，能够叫神的形象彰显出来。
When God first created man in his image, he could have looked down from heaven at the crown of his creation.
所以当神在起初按着他的形象造人的时候，他可以从天上往地上看见了他的受造的最高峰。
And it was his plan that when he saw man, he would see himself.
所以他的目的是当他看见人的时候，他能够看到自己的反射反照。
He would see his own image on display.
他可以看到他自己的形象能够彰显出来。
And when he saw himself, he would be well pleased.
所以当他看到了自己形象反射的时候，他的心就满足了。
That was the original plan.
这个是神起初的目的。
Man was created to, on this planet, manifest Christ.That's why he was created.
所以人受造是要在我们现在所处的这个地方，这个星球上，能够反映出基督的形象，这是神创造人的目的。
But you know the story. Man sinned, and by sin he became a loser.
但你知道圣经里面所告诉我们的，人却犯了罪，因着犯了罪，他就在这里全盘皆输。
You say, what did man lose when he fell into sin?
所以当一个人犯罪的时候，他到底失去了什么东西呢？
There's no question he lost dominion.
那当然他失去了权柄。
And we're told that he lost a great part of his brain. 95% I heard.
那有人说呢，他也失去了他的脑原有的能力。有的人说他失去了95%的能力。
He certainly lost the garden.
然后他失去了花园。
He lost his innocence.
他也失去了他原来无辜的本性。
But the New Testament again spells it out in simple words. What did he lose?
那么再一次在新约当中很简单的来说明了他到底失去了什么。
He lost the very thing that enables man to be man as God created man to be.
他失去的就是人里面所有的那个本质能力，能够让他按着神创造他时候的目的所成就他自己里面的那个能力。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 12,
以弗所说的第二章的十二节。
Remember that you were at that time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope without GodIn this world.
那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的旧约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
Separated from Christ, without God in this world.
所以与基督隔绝，活在世上没有神。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18.
以弗所书的第四章十八节。
Being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance in them, because of the hardness of their heart.
说到他们的心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
Excluded from the life of God.
与神所赐的生命隔绝了。
God had a plan that man would live on this planet and radiate Christ.
是神有一个计划，人要活在这一个地球上，能够发挥出基督的荣耀。
But because of sin, that plan was ruined and man was separated from that which makes man a man.
但是因为罪的缘故，人就与原来使他能够成为神所造之人，心意成全的那个光景就完全分开了。
The image of God insists on the God whose image it is.
因为讲到论到神的形象，那就必须是一个谁的形象，必须是神的形象。
Hold that and let me take another step.
让暂时记住这件事情，让我再从另外一个角度来说。
In 1 Corinthians 15:47,
在哥林多前书的第十五章的47节，
we read these words: The first man is from the earth, earthy; the second man is from heaven.
这里说，头一个人是出于地，乃属土；第二个人是出于天。
Who's the second man?
那么这第二个人是谁呢？
And the answer is, our Lord Jesus is the second man.
那答案是，当然我们的主耶稣基督是这第二个人。
Our Lord Jesus came to earth to display man as God intended man to live.
所以主耶稣降世就是要在地上能够显明说一个神创造时候要人所活的样式是什么样子。
We have a fancy word for it. We call it the incarnation.
那我们当然有一个很技术性的词叫做道成肉身。
But I want you to notice what happened. God was put back into the man.
所以让我们在这里要注意到，神在这里又进到人里面。
I want to frame this next section around what has been called the most Christological passage in the New Testament.
那我们下面这一段讲论，我希望围绕着一段经文，这段经文是许多人都讲到，是在圣经里面最以基督为中心的经文。
I'm talking about Philippians chapter 2, verses 5-11.
这里所讲的就是腓立比书的第二章第五节到十一节。
I'm only going to read verses 5-7.
但我只在这里只会念第五节到第七节。
Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men,Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
这里说，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
There's so much in this passage. Let me just pull out a few ideas that give us the heart of God.
在这一段丰富的经文里面，让我在这里只是指出几点来说明神的心意。
The first is that he emptied himself.
那第一个是讲到了他虚己。
That doesn't mean he stopped being God.
这里并不是说他就变成不是神了。
He willingly laid aside the outward glory of being God.
而是使得他甘愿的把在外面所显明的神的荣耀放下了。
Let me illustrate Revelation 21:23.
让我在这里用启示录的21章的23节来做个说明。
Speaking about heaven, the city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God has illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb.
这里论到了新天新地，讲到那城内又不用日月光照，因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。
Why do we not need the sun and the moon in heaven?
为什么这个时候我们不再需要日月在天上的光呢？
Because Jesus received again the glory he had.
因为耶稣基督再一次得回他原有的荣耀。
John 17:5. Now, Father, glorify me together with yourself with the glory I had with you before the world began.
在约翰福音的17:5说，父啊，现在求你使我同你同享荣耀，就是为有世界以先我同你所有的荣耀。
When Jesus lived on earth in his incarnate body for 33.5 years,
当耶稣基督活在世上，在他道成肉身的肉体里面活了33.5年的时候，
Was there a need for the sun and the moon?
在那个时候，这个世界还需要日月吗？
The answer is yes, because he set aside his glory.
是的，那个时候还需要，因为他放下了他的荣耀。
Revelation 21:23, the city has no need of the sun or the moon to shine on it. The glory of God has illumined it. Its lamp is the Lamb.
这里启示录的21:23说，那城内又不用日月光照，因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。
To make it practical, let me put that fact as a principle.
为了让我们更容易的来应用，让我把这一个教导的原则点明。
For Christ.To become man as God created man to be, he had to lay aside who he was by nature.
所以意思就是说，当基督道成肉身要成为神创造的时候，对人完全心意的显明的这样一位人的时候，他必须把他神里面的荣耀放下。
Philippians 2:5-7 again. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men.
我们再看腓立比书2:5-7，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
To be a man as God created man to be, he not only laid aside who he was by nature.That he never stretched out to take it back. He laid it aside and he kept it laid aside.
要成为一个神 创造人的时候，那个完全心意当中的人，他主耶稣降世的时候，他把他神的形象不仅要放下，而且他也没有伸出手去抢夺他，他一直的不断的把他放下。
There may have been occasions where he was tempted to reach back to his deity.
那有的时候我们看到他在受了引诱，好像要让他能够抓到他原来所放下的形象跟荣耀。
When he was tempted in the wilderness, for example.
比如说他在旷野受引诱的时候。
When the men from Nazareth wanted to throw him over a cliff.
或者是当拿撒勒的那些人要把他从悬崖丢下去的时候。
When a mob of more than 800 came with torches and swords to Gethsemane.
或者有几乎800个人拿着火把到了克西马尼要捉拿他的时候。
When they mistreated him and nailed him to a cross.
当他们苦待他，把他钉在十字架上的时候。
But there's a third thing in this passage.
但在这里，在这段经文里面，还有第三件事情。
He not only laid aside who he was by nature.
他不仅是放下了按他的本性所当有的。
He not only refused to ever grasp that again.
而且他。在世上的时候不愿意再去争夺再去强取。
But for 33 and a half years, he lived in total dependence on his heavenly father who was living inside of him.
而在这33年半当中他是活的是一个完全依靠住在他心里面父神的这样子的一个人。
I'm going to share several passages that illustrate Jesus always depended on his Father.
我们在这里再要看几段的经文来说明耶稣基督在世的时候是怎么样子完全的依靠父神。
John chapter 5 verse 19 and 20.
约翰福音第五章的19-20节。
Therefore Jesus answered and was saying to them, Truly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it's something he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, these things the Son does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself is doing. The Father will show him greater works than these.So that you will marvel.
耶稣对他们说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。父所做的事，子也照样做。父爱子，将自己所做的一切事指给他看，还要将比这更大的事指给他看，叫你们稀奇。”
John chapter 10 verses 37 and 38.
约翰福音第十章37-38节。
If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do them, though you don't believe me, believe the works, so that you may understand.That the Father is in me, and I am in the Father.
我若不行我父的事，你们就不必信我。我若行了，你们纵然不信我，也当信这些事，叫你们又知道又明白，父在我里面，我也在父里面。
John chapter 14 verses 8-10.
约翰福音第十四章8-10节
Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it's enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been so long with you, Philip, and yet you've not come to know me? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe? I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. These words I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative. The Father who abides in me, he does the works.
菲利对他说：“求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。”耶稣对他说：“菲利，我与你们同在这么长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说将父显给我们看呢？我在父里面，父在我里面。你不信吗？我对你们所说的话，不是凭着自己说的，乃是父在我里面的父做他自己的事。”
Jesus lived on earth as God intended man to live on earth.
当耶稣活在地上的时候，他在地上的生活就是神起初创造人的时候所要看见的生活。He
set aside who he was by nature, never reached back for that, and lived in total dependence upon the one who lived in his heart.
所以他把他自己按着本性所有的荣耀放下了，并且在世的时候并没有去想把这些荣耀夺回来，反而反倒是在世上的时候顺服他的父，活在地上的一生。Only
what his father said he did.
他只做父所说的事。Only
where his father sent him. He went.
他只去父所差遣他所去的地方。
He did not act on his own initiative ever.
他从来没有按着自己的意思行。
He could have saved his stepfather from dying.
他可以救他自己的肉身的父亲约瑟免于死亡。
He could have saved his mother from suffering.
他可以救他肉身的母亲玛利亚，免他受痛苦。
He could have saved his cousin from having his head served on a platter.
他可以救他的亲戚约翰，使他不被砍头。
But he only lived for the pleasure of his father.
但他在地上活的时候，只求他天上父的喜悦。
Why did Jesus come as a man?
为什么耶稣要来到地上成为人呢?
I'm going to suggest two big reasons.
我在这里要建议两个重大的理由。
He came to redeem, there's no question about that.
第一个他来是为了救赎，这是毫无疑问的。
But he also came to put on display humanity as God intended man to live.
但同时他来到地上也是要显明神创造心意里面所要有的那个人性。
His life on earth was redemptive.
他在地上的生命是带着救赎的。
Here's an amazing verse.
这里有一节很奇妙的经文。
John chapter 12 verse 44.
约翰福音的第十二章的44节，
Jesus cried out and said, He who believes in me does not believe in me. Is that a strange verse?
44, right?
Yes.
Okay.
John 12:44.
耶稣大声说：“信我的不是信我，乃是信那差我来的。”
He who believes in me does not believe in me, but in him who sent me.
因为那信我的不是信我，乃是信那差我来的。
Jesus was sent to redeem.
耶稣是蒙了差遣来救赎。
John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
约翰福音3:16, 神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子 赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
He was sent to save.
他蒙差遣是为了拯救。
John 3:17.
约翰福音三章十七节。
God did not send His Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through Him.
他说，因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
He came to redeem.
他来是为了救赎。
Galatians 4 verses 4 and 5.
加拉太书第四章四到五节。
When the fullness of time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that He might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons.
几至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
No question, he was sent to save. It was redemptive.
所以毫无疑问的，耶稣蒙了差遣是要救赎，他的一生是带着救赎性的。
He did not come to do his own thing.
他来了不是要按着自己的旨意行。
He did not come to mind his own business.
他来了不是要照顾自己的事。
His business was the Father's business.
他的事，他所要顾念的是父的事。
Here is man as God intended man to be.
因为在这里我们就看见了一个人，是神创造人的时候神心意中的人。
2 Corinthians 5:19, God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation.
哥林多后书的五章十九节，这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
Nothing has changed. For God to save the world, somebody must be sent.
到现在这个道理还是一样的，神要拯救这个世界，就必须要有蒙差遣的人。
Romans 10 verses 13 to 15，
罗马书第十章十三到十五节。
Whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they've not believed? How will they believe in him in whom they have not heard? How will they hear without a preacher? And how will they preach unless they're sent, just as it's written?How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things.
因为凡求告主名的就必得救，然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中是何等佳美。
Acts chapter 28 verse 28，
使徒行传二十八章二十八节。
Therefore let it be known to you that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, they will listen.
所以你们当知道，神这救恩如今传给外邦人，他们也必听受。
Now please follow me because we're coming close. I'm getting back to the process.
那请你注意听，因为我们现在要回到我们讲的那个变化的过程了。
What was true of him is true of you, true of me, true of us.
在对他的在他的身上是真实的，那么在你的身上，在我的身上，在我们众人的身上都是真实的。
John chapter 6 verse 57.
约翰福音的第六章的五十七节。
As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he will live because of me.
永活的父这样差我来，我又因父活着，照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着。
John chapter 17 verse 18.
约翰福音的十七章的十八节。
Jesus prays, As you sent me into the world, I have also sent them into the world.
在耶稣的祷告里面，耶稣这样说：你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
After the resurrection, John 20, verse 21.
主复活以后，在约翰福音的二十章的二十一节。
Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you.
耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
Jesus is called the second man.
耶稣是那第二个人。
He came to display man as God originally intended man to be.
他来到了世上，为要显明告诉我们说，神造人的时候对人的心意是怎么样子的。
Jesus lived on earth for 33 and a half years in a body that was given to him by God through the Virgin Mary.
主耶稣在地上活了三十三年半，是活在一个肉身里面，是神借着处女玛利亚所给他的肉体。
We call that body his incarnation.
那么这一个肉体就是一般我们所说的道成的肉身。
You know the story. He's alive today.
那你也知道这个故事，因为如今他仍然活着。
It's the same Jesus that you read about in Matthew and Mark and Luke and John.
你在马太、马可、路加、约翰里面所读到的耶稣，如今同样的一位耶稣依然活着。
There's one big difference. He has a new body now.
但是在这里有一个不同的地方，因为他得了一个新的身体。
It's no longer his incarnate body.
不再是一个道成肉身的身体。
It's his mystical body.
而是他一个奥秘的身体。
It's a church.
就是教会。
It's you. It's me.
就是你，就是我。
Galatians 2:20.I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
加拉太书的第二章二十节说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
When you received Jesus into your heart, God came into your heart.
当我们从心里接受了耶稣基督的时候，神也进到了我们的心中。
In one sense, you are now God-man.
所以从我一个角度来讲，你就是那个神人。
I'm not saying that you're God.
那我不是说你是神。
But I'm saying that God now has come back into you so you can live as God intended man to live.
我这里讲的是说神再一次的回到了人里面当中，这样子的话，这一个人如今能够按着神原有的心意而活。
Let me ask this heart-searching question.
让我问你们一个你们必须要深深反省的一个问题。
Are you living up to your humanity?
你是不是将你当有的那个人性完全活出来了？
Even since you've been a Christian, have you ever lived as God intended you to live?
甚至在你成为基督徒以后，你是不是能够按着神创造人时对人性所期望的那样子的光景活出来？
If you happen to be at this retreat and you've never received Christ into your life,
那如果你今天来到了我们这个退休会，而且你从来没有接受耶稣基督做你的主跟救主，
No matter how old you are, you have never experienced what it really means to be human.
不管你的年纪有多大，其实你真正都还没有知道什么叫做活得像一个人。
All your years have been existence, not life.
这么许多年其实不过是一个存在，并不是一个生活生命。
It takes God to be a man.
因为我们需要神才能够成为一个人。
It takes God to be a woman.
需要一个神能够才叫我们成一个真正的女人。
Takes God to be a boy or a girl.
唯有借着神，我们才能够成为真正的一个男孩或者一个女孩。
May God help us see this.
愿神帮助我们，叫我们能够看见这个真理。
He emptied himself of who he was by nature.
他把他自己按着本性所有的荣耀放下了。
And he never went back and grabbed for that.
他从来没有回去要强夺这个荣耀。
Instead, he trusted completely the God who lived in his heart.
而反而他全然的相信那住在他里面的父神。
We are to set aside who we are by nature.
同样，我们要把我们自己按着本性的所事能够放下。
Forever, we are never to go back and try to grab our humanity.
我们放下了，而且永永远远不要再用我们自己的意识去抓这样子的一个人性。
Instead, as our Lord Jesus, we are to live in total dependence upon the One who lives in our heart.
反而我们要像主一样，要完全是按着顺服那活在我们里面的这一位来活我们的生活。
Mark chapter 8 verse 34 and 35
马可福音第八章34节到35节。
He summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himselfTake up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel will find it.
这里讲到耶稣，于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命。反为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
When Jesus said, "You must deny yourself,"
当主耶稣这里讲说你必须要舍己
，He was saying there are two lives, your life or my life. One must be denied.
他这里讲的是说有两样的生命。你的生命或者是我的生命当中有一个一定要舍掉。
Mark 8:34
马可福音八章三十四节。
He summoned the crowd with his disciples and said, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
他于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
What is the principle of the cross?
十字架的原则是什么？
The principle of the cross is rejection.
十字架的原则是被拒绝。
Jesus says, there are two lives, your life and my life.
耶稣在这里讲到有两样的生命，你的生命还是我的生命。
One must be rejected.
当中有一个一定要被拒绝。
Mark 8:35,
马可福音八章三十五节。
Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will find it.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
There are two lives, your life and my life.
有两个生命，你的生命，我的生命。
One must be lost.
当中有一个一定要被失去。
We give up who we are by nature.
我们把我们按着本性之所是放下。
Forever, we never go back to that.
永永远远的放下，我们绝对不再回去。
And we live in total dependence, as Jesus showed us, to the God who lives in our heart.
然后我们就如同耶稣所启示我们的一样，能够完全的顺服活在我们里面的父神而活。
When God takes the veil away and you see yourself as God sees you,
当神把帕子除去了。使我们能够按着神的眼睛看我们自己的时候，
Naturally you are nothing, have nothing, and can give nothing.
当然很明显的，你一无所事，你一无所有，你也能够贡献，什么都不能贡献。
If you believe that, it would not be a hard decision when he says there are two lives, one must be denied.
如果你知道这一点的话，那么当他对你说有这两条生命，你必须要拒绝一条的时候，这不是很困难的事情。
I am nothing, have nothing, can give nothing, I deny me.
我什么都不是，我也一无所有，我也不能够给别人任何的东西，那么我就把这一个生命拒绝掉。
Shouldn't be hard to take up the cross, go to the place of rejection.
所以要背着十字架到那个被拒绝之处，其实并不困难。
I am nothing, have nothing, can give nothing. I reject me.
我一无所事，一无所有，也没有能力能够做什么，我把我自己拒绝掉。
Should be hard to decide which life to lose.
要这样子来决定要失去哪一样的生命，并不困难。
Since.I am nothing, I have nothing, I can give nothing, I choose to lose me.
因为我既然是一无所事，我也一无所有，我也不能够给别人任何的东西，那么我就把这样子的一个一无所事的拒绝掉。
I deny me, I reject me, I lose me, and I embrace him.
所以我舍掉自己，所以我放下自己，所以我弃绝自己，然后我拥抱那所赐给我的生命。
All right, now that was introduction. I'm not going to keep you much longer. But I want now to move into the process.
那么这个是我要给大家的一点介绍。当然我不会再讲很久，但我现在要开始讲到那个变化的过程。
When Jesus lived in his incarnate body on the earth,
当耶稣活在他成了肉身的肉身当中的时候，
he came to redeem.
他来是为了救赎。
And so he poured himself out.
所以他将自己倾倒。
He lived a self-sacrificing life.
所以他活了一个自我牺牲的生活。
And it ended up on the cross.
因此被钉在十字架上。
Now he lives in me.
那么现在他活在我的心里。
If he went to the cross in his first body,
他如果在他第一个身体里面上了十字架,
where do you think he's going in your body?
那么你觉得他现在在你这个身体里面他要往哪里去?
Let's look at it with an unveiled face.
然后现在让我们能够敞着脸来看这件事。
When we looked at it veiled, it looked like my life was suffering, trial, hardship, affliction.
当我们是蒙着帕子看我们的肉身的时候，那么我们觉得我们是充满了患难、困苦、艰难、苦难。
But if you take the veil away, what do you see?
但是如果帕子挪去了，你看见什么？
You say, I still see suffering, I still see hardship, I still see the breaking of the pot.
那你会说我还是看见了受苦，我还是看见了艰难，我还是看见了瓦器的破碎。
So what's different?
那么到底差在哪里呢？
With an unveiled face, what's different?
就算我今天敞着脸，我看到的到底有什么不同？
When I came veiled, I saw my life as a life of suffering.
因为当我蒙着帕子的时候，我看见我的生命是一个受苦的生命。
With an unveiled face, I see that it's not my life, it's His.
但是当我的脸敞开的时候，我看到的不再是我，乃是他的生命。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 10.
哥林多后书的第四章的第十节,
Always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, not the dying of self, the dying of Jesus.
他说身上常态的耶稣的死，不是带着自己的死，乃是带着耶稣的死。
So that the life of Jesus may be manifest in our body.
使耶稣的身也能够显明在我们的身上。
The explanation of all of the suffering that a Christian goes through.
所以在这里要提出的解释，对所有基督徒所受的一切苦难的解释。
Is not God is trying to teach me a lesson.
并不是在这里神要给我们一个教训。
It is not God is trying to put me on the right path.
并不是说神要把我放在一个对的地方，对的路径上。
It's not God is doing that, allowing that to build up our faith.
甚至不是说神在做这个东西，容许这个东西，要建立我们的信心。
It's not even so God can purify us.
甚至不是说神能够借着这些东西使我们成为纯净。
So what's it all about? Let's come with an unveiled face.
那么如果我们敞着脸来看的时候, 那么到底这些患难是为了什么呢?
Always, this is a 2 Corinthians 4:10, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifest in our body.
在哥林多后书第四章第十节这里面所讲的，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的身也显明在我们身上。
He came in his first body to live redemptively, to redeem and save.
他活在他第一个肉身里面，是带着救赎的意义，是为了救赎，为了拯救。
Now he lives in my heart, nothing's changed. He comes to live redemptively.
那同样他现在住在我的心中的时候，还是一样的，他是带着一个救赎的生命。
When he lived in his first body, he was localized.
当他活在第一个肉身当中的时候，他受了他在地上那个肉身的限制。
When he was in Bethlehem, he was not in Jerusalem.
当他人在伯利恒的时候，他就不在耶路撒冷。When
he was in Jerusalem, he wasn't in Jericho.
当他在耶路撒冷的时候，他就不在耶利哥。When
he was in Jericho, he wasn't in Bethany.
他如果在耶利哥的时候，他就不在伯大尼。But
he said, I've got to ascend to my Father so I can send the Holy Spirit.
但他说，我要到父的那里去，我就能够吩咐圣灵降下来。
And when he comes, greater works than these will you do.
当他来到的时候，你们要行更大的事。
Because I'll no longer be localized.
因为我不再受空间的限制。
To reach those in heathen darkness, Jesus goes to the mission field.
为了要照亮那个在黑暗中的，耶稣就进入了宣教的工厂。To
reach high society sinners, our Lord Jesus exalts and he promotes some of his children.
那为了要在那些高级的社会，在那些罪人当中传福音的时候呢，耶稣也让他的一些儿女能够被高举。
To reach sinners that are down in the dumps, some Christians, as Jesus lives through them, go down in the dumps.
所以当有一些人是活在极穷困、极脏乱的地方的时候，那么也有一些基督徒，好像基督一样，他也活在那当中。
There are sinners in medical centers and hospitals and nursing homes.
那在医院、在医疗中心、在安老中心有许多的罪人。
So Jesus sometimes allows diseases and accidents and tragedies so that he can go to those places.
所以耶稣就会容许有这些疾病、有这些意外，好叫他的儿女能够到这些地方去。
There are widow sinners that need to be saved.
那在各处都有需要蒙拯救的罪人。
And widower sinners that need to be saved.
那有的是寡妇，有的是官夫。
God has a worldwide heart. His heart goes out to the homeless.
因为神的心是对着全世界的，所以他的心也在那些无家可归的人身上。
So he may break a pot and bring them into that condition.
所以那么他也可能把一个瓦器打碎，叫这个瓦器也到了同样无家可归的光景里面。He
has Christians to minister to prisoners and to addicts.
他有的时候要借着基督徒，要向那些在监狱里面的，要在那些受毒品所控制的人当中传福音。This
is the church. It's evangelistic.
那这是一个教会，这是一个福音性的教会。What's
going on in your life is not about you.
因为在我们生命里面所经历的事情，并不是针对我们自己的。It's
redemptive.
乃是有带着救赎性的。There
are Christians in the military.
在军队当中，在军队里面也有基督徒。In
the government.
在政府里面。It's
hard to believe sometimes.
当然有时候我们实在看不出来。
He's everywhere. He's in the educational circles.
因为他在到处都有，他是在教育界也有。
In the arts, in Hollywood, in sports.
甚至在艺术里面，在好莱坞里面，在运动界里面。
Where you shop.
在你买东西的地方。
They're driving cabs, they're flying airplanes, they're on trains.
那有个人开飞机，有个人坐火车。
They're paving roads and roofing, putting roofs on houses. They're everywhere.
那么有的人在那里铺路，有的人在那里盖房，但他们是无所不在。
May I suggest that's the process?
那我在这里所建议的就是说，这一个就是我所讲的过程。
I know it looks like you're going through it.
我知道看起来好像是你自己在那里经历这些患难。
But it's really Jesus. who's going through it.
但实际上是主耶稣基督在那里经过这些患难。
You're carrying the dying of Jesus in order to redeem.
因为你身上常带着耶稣的死，好叫这个救赎能够表彰出来。
That's the process.
那么这就是这一个过程。
Hardships, trials, afflictions, persecutions.
困难，熬炼，逼迫，患难。
The life of Jesus is being manifest through those things.
所以耶稣基督的生命是借着这些事彰显出来。
It's all missionary.
这整个东西是一个外展宣教性的。
Everything you're going through is redemptive.
因为每一件我们所经历的事都带着救赎的意义。
It's all about soul winning.
都是跟拯救灵魂有关的。
Our brother son this morning talked about the service of the Lord, and the older you get, the more exciting it gets.
我们的弟兄今天早上在我们分享的时候讲到服侍主，讲到说我们服侍主年纪越大的时候，我们的越喜乐。
Let me add my testimony to that point.
让我在这里再加一点我自己的见证。
I saw Jesus some years ago as the end of the law.
我在几年前我看主耶稣基督的时候，我觉得他是律法的终结者。
And I experienced liberty in Christ.
那么我在基督里面得到了自由。
I saw the Lord Jesus as sovereign and his work as finished.
那我知道主耶稣他是全能的主，他所成就的事情是一次直到永远的。
And I entered into rest.
那我因此得以进入安息。
Recently, notA couple of years now, I have begun to understand with a little more clarity Christ as my life.
但是最近其实也已经有几年了，那我开始对什么叫做耶稣是我的生命又多了一点更清楚的了解。
And so I moved from liberty to rest, and now it's excitement.
所以我本来是从得自由然后进入了安息，那么现在呢，我是满怀的兴奋。
I wake up giddy in the morning.
当我早上醒来的时候，我忍不住要 满嘴嬉笑。
What's he up to today?
那神到底今天要做些什么事？
What's he going to do?
他到底要执行什么样子的事？
I'm losing my sight, my memory, my hearing, everything but wait.
那我已经眼睛看不见，耳朵听不见了，我失去了很多东西，唯一没有失去的是我的体重。
But it's all redemptive.
但是这些事情都带着救赎的意义。
My dear bride has missionary muscular dystrophy.
Muscular dystrophy. 我所喜爱的心腹是带着这一种宣教的决心能力的。
I just talked yesterday to a brother who has missionary cancer.
那昨天我才跟一个弟兄谈，那他有一个带着宣教性的癌症。
It's all redemptive.
因为都带着救赎的意义。
What's going on in your life is none of your business.
在你的生命里面发生什么事情，这不是你能够要，不是你需要管的。
You are about His business.
因为你要管的是他的事情。
Where He sends you go.
他差遣你去哪里，你就去哪里。
What He says you do.
他说什么，你就照着做。
You abide in Him and bear fruit.
你是住在他的里面结果子。
This is the exchanged life.
那这是一个交换的生命。
I used to think I needed grace and faith for survival.
以前的时候，我觉得我是需要恩典，我是需要信心，才能够勉强存活。
Lord, I'm going through this hard time. Give me strength, give me faith. I need to get through this.
所以主啊，我在经历这些困难，求你给我信心，求你给我恩典，好叫我能够挺过去。
It's not about me. That's not why I need grace and faith.
但其实这个不是为了我的缘故，我并不是因为这件事要挺过去，所以需要恩典，所以需要信心。
I need grace and faith because the one who lives in me is living a radical life.
我需要恩典，我需要信心，因为在我里面的那一位，他所活的生命是超出我的想象的。
He came to redeem, and he's going to pour out his life through me.
他来是为了拯救，他要借着我将他的生命倾倒出来。
He's going to sacrifice through me.
他是要在我的里面借着我来牺牲。
He's going to the cross through me.
他是要借着我往十字架去。
I see him in the mirror.By faith, I see myself as God sees me.
我在镜子里面凭着信心，我在镜子里面看见神怎么样子看我。
Someday, what I see by faith will become reality.
那么有一天，我在信心里面所看见的能够成为实际。
And in the meantime, the process is letting Jesus live.
那么在其中，在这一段过程当中，这是要基督在我的生命里面活出来。
He wants to live as he once lived on the earth.
那他要在我里面活，正是他要在地上怎么样子活。
Our challenge is to lay aside who we are by nature.
我们所面对的挑战是要叫我们把我们本性之所是能够放下。
Never again reach for it.
绝对不要再回头去，再把它抓回来。
And live in total dependence upon the one who is in our heart.
然后呢，能够完全的顺服那在我们里面的那一位。
That's man as God created man to live.
那么这样子活出来，才是一个神创造人心意当中所要人活的样子。
Now I started by saying, though the outer man perish, the inner man renewed day by day.
所以我一开始是我讲到我们外体虽然毁坏，但我们的内心或里面的人一天新是一天。
We only looked at the outer man.
那我们只看到了外面的人，外体的毁坏。
If our heart is veiled, we see ourselves going through that stuff.
如果是我们的心是蒙着帕子的，那我们看到的是我们自己在经历这些事情。
If our heart is unveiled, we see that it's not about us, it's Jesus going through that stuff through us.
但是若是我们敞着脸，我们所看到的就不再是我，乃是基督在我里面经历这些事。
And while that's going on, behind the scenes, in the inner man,There's another process taking place.
那么在这个这个看得见的事情的后面，在我们内里面的人当中，还有一个过程。
Lord willing, in our next session, we'll look at the inner man and what's going on to take us to the reality.
那么主若许可的话，在我们下一堂的时候，我们要来看这个里面的人，主是怎么样子把我们带到那个实际里面。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Our Father, we thank you that our Lord Jesus lived as you intended man to live.
父神，我们感谢你，因为主耶稣基督是按着你造人的心意，活出了人的样式。
We thank you that it's your pleasure to live through us.
我们感谢你，是因为是你自己所喜悦的，乐意借着我们来活出来。
You promised if we would live in you in the heavenlies, you would live in us down here.
你应许我们，我们若能够在天上活在你的里面，你就能够在地上活在我们里面。
We ask you to make these things real in our hearts.
我们恳求你, 叫这些道理能够在我们的心中成为真实。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Thank you.